Hey, what's going on, my friend? Daryl Evans here with the Mindshift Podcast, special episode of Mindshift Monday, as we call it. You know what today is. It's that day that we have to get after our goals and dreams, do those things that we said we were going to do, keep the commitments to ourselves, to the life and the business that we want to have. And so in today's episode, this episode is coming to you from a little different angle. I've been hearing from some of you who are like, Daryl, I know you own this marketing agency. You co-own this marketing agency. You co-founded Yoko Local. You've got the Mindshift Business Academy. You've got all this stuff going on in business, but we want to hear more from you. I started hearing this many, many months ago. And so I want to begin a process of really coaching you through some of the business mind shifts, the things that have gotten me the biggest breakthroughs in the last 20 to 30 years of my business. Now, listen, before we jump in, I would invite you to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening to this show so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for our interview episode. It is going to be another exciting episode. Listen, today I want to dive into a couple of thoughts, and I want to start with this idea that is your story serving you or sabotaging you? Listen, I have been speaking on a number of podcasts where I am the guest being interviewed, and something hit me recently on a show where a gentleman asked me as the host, he asked me a question, and the first thing that came to my mind about the answer to his question, and he was talking to me about why people are not moving forward in their business growth. What's holding them back? What are some of the big mistakes they're making? My immediate response was, what I've seen in the last, especially 12 years that we've been running the digital marketing agency, is that so many of the people that we speak to that are not moving forward in business growth are stuck in their own bubble of bias. A bias, of course, is a prejudice in favor of or against something. And listen, we all have biases in different areas of our lives. What I'm speaking about here are things that I've been hearing in the last several weeks to months to even years. We've been running this digital marketing agency and growing companies' revenue by north of $300 million for going on 11 and a half years now. And I myself have been using these same strategies since 2003 when I first started my digital marketing journey. And then even before that, in the 90s, yes, in the 90s, before the web was even a big deal, I was using the same structure, framework, and methodologies. But here's what's happening. When I talk to people today, there's this theory that I always relate to their responses. I'll get to their responses in a minute, but I want to talk to you about this concept called the diffusion of innovation. It is a theory that seeks to explain why and at what rate new ideas, new products, new services, or even new technologies will spread through a population. Now, this study, I believe, was done by Everett Rogers, who was a professor of communication studies, I want to say 1962 or 63. I learned it in college in the 90s, and ever since I sat in the class where I learned this, and I'm going to break down the numbers in just a second, it's just stuck with me ever since I left that class. It might have been an economics class, might have been a management class. I'm not sure what class it was in, but sometimes there are certain things that come across your path that are destined to be a part of your experience going forward. I didn't know it at the time, but this is what I've seen. Here's what the diffusion of innovation says. It says that 2.5% of a population are going to be considered innovators, people that are game changers. They're going to be changing the world. The 13.5%, which is the next category, by the way, consider this a bell curve. You can Google this when we're done with today's show. You can find this bell curve everywhere online. The next category after the 2.5% is the early adopters. They're 13.5%. That means 13.5% of people are going to be in the early adopter category of adopting new ideas, technologies. The next category are the early majority. 34% of the population will fall into the early majority. 34% will also fall into the late majority. So we got 2.5%, 13.5%, 34%. An additional 34% will fall into the late majority. Now the bell curve is starting on its downward skid. And the last 16% of folks are going to be in the 16% category, and they're called laggards. Now listen, it doesn't matter what the topic is, because in this particular show, we're not going to talk about all the topics, but I want to relate it to what we do in my work all day, every day, and helping businesses grow, right? Growing revenue is the lifeblood of a business. Just growing revenue is not going to make your business successful, because you have to do a lot of things right. You got to make as my business advisor says, it takes thousands and thousands and thousands of great decisions to grow a great company, and it only takes one to tank it, okay? But here's some of the things in relationship to your story. And when I think about this, I want you to think about what category you might fall into. These are normal comments that I get from business owners, CEOs, executives, speakers, authors, coaches, professional service providers related to their ability to grow their business online and in social media and in the modern technological era. They say things like, my customers aren't on social media. They say things like Facebook ads don't work. They'll say things like Google ads are too expensive. SEO takes too long. Email marketing is dead. I do business by referral only, but I'm tired of networking. TikTok is stupid, or technology is too confusing. What's really interesting to me about those statements is that is their bubble of bias. While I can show tons and tons of proof from other companies who look just like theirs, other professionals who do exactly what they do, having massive success, I will usually categorize them into one of those segments of the bell curve of the diffusion of innovation. That's just the way I look at things. And so, you know, when I hear someone make these statements, they almost always are going to be falling in the late majority or in the laggards category, but yet their businesses are struggling. Their businesses are no longer growing. I can think of a very painful phone call not too long ago where the company had been in business for north of 10 years, and literally in the last couple of years, it is almost out of business. And the irony is they have the same technology that all of their competitors have. They just haven't adopted it. And so as I think about this idea of, is your story serving you or sabotaging you? I want to help you transform your story from a sabotaging story to a serving story. And listen, this isn't me preaching to you. This is how I've had to do things over the years. Whenever I've needed to shift the way I was thinking, I've had to shift my mind so I could shift my results. You hear me say this all the time. And I just want to invite you, no matter what you're going through, maybe this isn't a marketing or a sales or a business thought that's where you're feeling. Maybe you're stuck in your own bubble of bias. The first thing, though, is to recognize that you do have the bias. The fact of the matter is, how could your customer not be on social media if there are 2.7 billion people on Facebook? There's over 500 or 600 million on LinkedIn, and on and on and on. I'm not going to go down all the numbers. How could that be the case? How could email marketing be dead if every service provider that you work with, when you enter their website, you must put in an email address? How could email marketing be dead if they still want to send you your bill online through an email, right? I'm not going to keep going down the line, but this is Mind Shift Monday, so I need to be your coach today. I need to be a little bit in your face today. But as we wrap up, let me invite you to consider some thoughts. Here's an easy way to shift. It's really simple, actually. You start to say, I believe that if there are, in fact, 2.7 billion people on Facebook, that maybe my customers are there. And if my competitors are reaching them, maybe I could too. I believe that since I have been in business a long time, and because I figured things out before, that it's likely that I could figure out how to grow my business successfully online. It is possible to believe and say that I believe that there is a way to figure out how technology works so it'll serve my business, give me leverage, time freedom, and scalability. There's the belief that you can say, I believe that I can learn technology because there are simple websites online, especially through YouTube, Code Academy, Udemy.com, and all of the resources to show people like me who maybe didn't grow up with technology how to make it work. The phrase starts with I believe. And once you start to begin to move away from your what I would call sabotaging thought and move towards a serving thought. By the way, this isn't positive affirmations and all that. No, this is literally opening the doorway to find answers to the pressing problems. Here's my last kind of idea, and I'll wrap this up and let you go on with your week. I was having a conversation with a longtime service provider, expert in their craft. I always like to refer to people who've been doing what they've been doing for more than a decade. You've got to be an expert at that point. I don't care what your degrees say. I don't care what initials are behind your name. If you've been in business for more than a decade, to me, you're an expert at your craft. Here's what he said. He's like, I am tired of networking. Long story short, he's been networking and building his business and doing business by referral And it isn't that he hates networking. It isn't that he hates people. It isn't that he hates the meetings. He's just tired of trying to be everywhere to keep growing his business, and he wants to scale his business. But at the same time, he is probably in the late majority-ish category of transitioning his business online to a digital, a leveraged technological landscape. Now, does he have a website? Sure, he has a website. Most businesses do. But once they get the website, they usually stop there. But what was interesting about the call was that he continued, really the resistance was there. And literally all he was saying was really not moving him forward to serve. It was actually sabotaging. And the reality is, you cannot be in the presence of someone who can help you and have a sabotaging mindset and expect great things to happen. That is just not going to work. Your negative energy with someone else's positive energy is not going to make a great outcome. So my encouragement for you today, as we wrap up this episode of Mindshift Monday, where we're talking about, is your story serving you or sabotaging you? And it, by the way, I used a business example today, but this is everything to do in life. It could be relationship, it could be health, it could be wellness, it could be your job, it could be your career, it could be your finances, it could be anything. The bottom line is, I'd invite you to consider the possibility of how you can transfer your story from a sabotaging story to a serving story by inserting the words, I believe that if, fill in the blank. I believe that since, fill in the blank. I believe, and then put an affirming statement. That affirming statement doesn't necessarily mean you're going to figure it out overnight. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fix itself in 24 hours. But what you're doing is you're allowing an open pathway for God, the universe, whatever process you believe energetically, to bring a solution to you. That, my friend, has been one of the keys. And when I talk about the mind shift method, when we think about making peace with the facts, okay, you don't know how to use a certain piece of technology. Great, that's the fact. However, what's the new decision we're going to make? But the key is, we can't make the decision without changing our belief. And all we have to do to begin changing the belief is invite the possibility that there's a way to do it. My friend, I hope you have a wonderful week. Please be sure to tune in to tomorrow's episode, our interview episode. And again, hit the follow, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And also be sure to get on to our email list at themindshiftpodcast.com/community. I've enjoyed chatting with you today. I hope you have an amazing week. I'll see you again next week.